Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BJ and Jamie. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On a Tuesday.
What's up with you?
I'm just frustrated.
What are you frustrated about?
Safeway. Okay. Safeway.
This again?
And their strike. Yes. You know, Jamie, I know you hate when I bring this up. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to help the poor people that work there at Safeway. Not that you're poor. It's just you're poor in the fact that you're not being taken care of.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I mean
Okay? Are you saying you have empathy?
I do.
Whoa.
I do. I care for the working man.
Let me watch this.
I care for the working man.
No, but I've just never seen empathy from you.
And I go to Safeway. Yes, you have. You've seen.
When?
I don't know.
Back in Nam?
Maybe you haven't. But you are now, okay? So cherish the moment, okay? Listen.
Okay.
Safeway, listen to me, okay? You're adding two stores a day. What was it yesterday?
Castle Rock and Littleton.
All right, two. All right, I live in Littleton. Okay, mine's on strike, but man, I can get my car and go up to Lakewood, and I'm all good. I'm not crossing your picket line. You're doing it wrong, okay? You got to get your act together, Safeway. You cannot have impact on the people that own Safeway by adding a couple of stores here. What do you say we do the one over here in Green Hills?
Now,
what
do you say? Have you come up with a chant? Because that usually helps.
Yes.
When we come
scabs
up-
suck. That's what you see. That's another thing too. These signs that you're making to go out there and get in front
they're
of the Safeway,
all over the place.
They're not consistent.
Yeah, we need focus.
Not only that, you got to start using vulgar words, man.
Whoa.
You got to start putting some really harsh stuff on there. You can't just let it just you know soften it up on them.
Yeah,
nobody's going to pay attention to that.
Start calling them Safeway management or big old kumquats or something.
Well, that's weak.
Well, no, because it's a
you
food product.
You can't use
product fruit. It's a food product.
You don't use fruit.
Yeah. How about this? Safeway is low. That goes against the consumer.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if you can
use. All right, fine. You come up with one.
Suck on this banana.
You said you can't use fruit.
Well, okay. But look, if you give me time to think about it, I could come up with some stuff for you, Safeway. But I just think adding two stores, that's my problem here, okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
You're adding two stores a day. It's not going to, you're just not going to make an impact. It's going to take you 6 months to get through all the stores before you have every store picketing, okay? You got to slam the hammer down, man.
Well, and
you got to go get them.
My thought is right now, everything's a bad time. Right now, you know, there's so much in the news and stuff, they're getting passed over, you know? I was even thinking of that about Shannon Sharpe. Like, we forgot about Shannon Sharpe and that whole scandal.
Completely.
Because all this other stuff has been going on, right? He just got like, he kind of got up. He's like, everybody's like, oh, you're fine now. Because, yeah.
Well, you got Safeway. They had two locations yesterday. Well, Littleton and Castle Rock, I guess it was.
They added,
But they're not getting any publicity this morning. I mean, we're talking about it because we love you. We care.
What are their terms? What are they looking to do?
They need more money. They need better work conditions. That's the same thing that King Soopers went for.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And King Soopers, they're saying now, could go on strike because their deal's over with again.
I remember when my girlfriend worked at King Soopers. Yeah. And you know that fountain drink thing that's just sitting out?
Yes. It's kind of like by the bathrooms a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. They didn't get a discount on those. They had to pay full price. Is that
what?
Ridiculous? Fountain drinks.
Did they strike for that?
I think they did.
Well, good.
They yeah. should have.
I mean, don't you think if you, as an employee, you should just get like whatever it costs them, like 10 cents to yeah. get the fountain drink, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
No, they have to pay the full price. Yeah, okay. I mean, back then.
You might even get it for free. You yeah, know? Right? I mean, come on. Oh my God. What's it cost you? Yeah, come on. I just feel like Safeway's doing it wrong this time, and I feel bad for you, buddy. You know, I mean, I go to Safeway, I go to King Soopers, I go to all of them. I won't be going to the one in Littleton now because I am not a person that will cross that picket line.
So I did see on Nextdoor the weirdest thing happened yesterday. I guess everybody was shopping, and they said, attention shoppers, please pay for your goods right now. We are closing the store.
At where?
At Safeway.
No kidding. Yeah. They were closing it down.
They were closing it down.
So that was
time
the moment that they were walking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
yeah. Isn't that wacky?
Yeah. yeah. Now, technically, as a shopper for you, if you are at your, let's say you're in Castle Rock. I'm just picking a location that's striking, okay? And then you decide, what the hell? I'll drive up to Parker because I love the Safeway brand, okay? Let's just say that, okay? So, technically, if you go from Castle Rock up to Parker and you go in a Safeway that's not picketing, you're not crossing the line, right?
No, because your point exactly, they're not doing it right.
No.
Yep.
Yep, exactly. So, if I go up to Lakewood, you get it, right? You get it.
Are you going to do all those stores again?
Let's go with Wheat Ridge. Wheat Ridge is not striking right now. Just bear with me, folks.
Yeah, see?
Tabloid trash. Next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said, thank you so much, BJ, for the help with Safeway, .. I think.
I hope I'm helping. And not hurting, that is.
I mean.
What do you mean you think ..
I think you're trying to help, but then you're saying they're doing it wrong.
You aren't doing it wrong. I'm just pointing it out to you.
They need, you know.
Don't you agree, though? Don't you agree that if you're going to strike, man,
we've talked about
drop the hammer on these people.
Okay, yep.
Go get them, man.
See, you're doing it again.
Yep.
What do you mean?
The repeating the same story.
You just got to be 100% behind him.
You
go
this.
Get him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Go get him. Okay. Drop the hammer. What's confusing about it?
Let's talk about something else, shall we? Moving on. All right, here we go. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, their wedding might be in disarray. Not because they're breaking up or anything like that, but apparently over in Europe, there's a whole new push going, and they're trying to stop tourism in some of the bigger places like Paris, like Venice. They're overcrowded during the summer months, which is absolutely true. I don't know if you've ever traveled to those places in the summer, but it's pure hell. Especially Venice is the worst. But they're picketing in Venice, saying to stop the Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez wedding because it gets in the way. It raises the cost of their living. They have nowhere to live. They have to live on the outskirts of Venice. They're also saying in Paris, they have to move because everybody's coming to see that Eiffel Tower. But then other people are saying, look, it generates, you know, revenue.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
I would think.
Yeah. What else you got, Venice?
No kidding. I mean, all you got is water.
Yeah, I don't think you produce anything there that I know of.
No.
I don't know what their big crop
fish,
is.
Fish, I guess.
Maybe,
all that water.
So the Bezos-Sanchez wedding, everybody says it's going to be a nightmare, and they are vowing to make their names known, these protesters, and saying that, and, you know, I don't even know. To me, them saying that they're getting married in Venice, are they?
I don't know. I think a lot of people just like to find something to protest.
Doesn't that seem right?
That just seems like what the angle here. It's just that we're looking for something to protest, and Bezos is coming to town to get married. It's too damn crowded, so let's protest.
You're kind of one of them.
Yeah. I like protesting.
I know you're telling. Yeah. You're telling the Safeway they're not doing it right. You got protest. Mad. You got
go
mad.
Get
my Cracker Jacks are too small.
Yeah, go get them. Yeah, and that what was it? The Cypress
Capri
Suns are way too big. let's protest that.
What he's talking about is Capri Sun is just released. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was AI.
A 15-foot packet.
Yeah, it is.
Is it 15 feet?
Inches, but yeah.
Oh, okay. It's big. I just know that.
So
15 feet.
It's the same width. It's just the length.
Long.
Yeah. Yep. So it's still the same width, but the length is long.
It would go with a foot-long hot dog.
It would.
It has more than three times the amount of the normal Capri Suns. It's like 20 ounces, and a regular one has
oh
six.
My
wow.
God.
Yeah.
First of all, the Capri Suns are pure sugar anyway. Yeah. They're horrible for our kids, just horrible. But they're so damn convenient.
They are.
They really are, except for the straw they package are. Getting stuck on the bottom of your foot. But, yeah. And then sometimes I have stabbed them like 800 times, and then the little pokey part bends, and then I'm just stabbing it like a grim reaper. Yeah.
And parents love to bring them for baseball snacks.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the end of a baseball game, when you get snack time.
Yep.
Capri Sun,
it's
man.
It's the go-to.
Every week.
Load them up with sugar.
Yep.
They'll be fine. Anyway, so now this is like, what, would you say triple the sugar?
Gotta
More
be.
Than triple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, enjoy your summer. Yay. Yeah. They are so good, though, right? They're
I don't know any kid that can drink all that.
That's a lot.
I mean, yeah. That's a lot of fluid there.
Three in a row, yeah. Right? That would be crazy. All right, the other thing is Elon Musk wants to, here's his quote, the proof is in the pee. What? Elon Musk says, quote unquote, the proof is in my pee. Now, I know you're thinking, what in the hell does that mean? And I didn't know either. I guess he took a drug and alcohol test, and it came up clear. And so he wanted everybody to know he's not on ketamine.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Elon.
Yeah, good job there, Elon.
You know who else took a drug test a long, long time ago? Was Charlie Sheen, and he showed us that his was clean too. Yeah. Meanwhile, his teeth were breaking off. Remember yeah. that one, Tiger yeah. Blood? Oh my God. They're saying that P. Diddy now, if he loses the case, he will file an appeal based solely on the juror that was just dismissed.
I'm ready for a verdict.
Well, they're going to appeal it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No matter what, they're going to appeal it. I mean, unless it's, you know, not guilty. Yeah. Because they dismissed a juror. That's what they're saying. Here's why this guy was, I don't know, like, let go. Number five.
So the jurors are dropping like flies. There was a juror who was dismissed formally today, juror number six. Last week, prosecutors said there's a problem with this guy, that he has talked to various people, that he lives in New Jersey, but he told the court when he was selected he lived in the Bronx. So the real implication is that the guy lied to the court to get on the jury.
And in fact, that's what the judge ended up saying right before dismissing juror number six. He said, due to your lack of candor about where it is you live, there are too many inconsistencies. We have alternate jurors for a reason. And so number six gets the boot and alternate juror comes in.
See ya.
Yeah, so now all the experts are saying that it will be a reason to submit an appeal if he loses. So
yeah.
This could go on forever.
Yeah.
And ever.
Yeah.
And ever. And ever. And ever. And
okay,
ever.
We get it. But if he loses and he goes to prison, even if they appeal, he's still in jail.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay,
that is
so
true.
Appeals can be denied, and so who knows what's going to happen.
Our very own Wyndham Clark, they're saying he may not, it might be a rumor. Wyndham Clark, he's from here, right? He's a golfer, yeah. He's a PGA golfer. Well, I guess he threw a little pissy fit. Ooh, I don't know if I'm... a little hissy fit. I meant to say hissy, so my apologies.
Hissy.
But whatever. Anyway, he threw a fit. So Wyndham Clark, our very own, he threw a fit at the Oakmont. It was the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
He didn't make the cut, so he went into the locker room and started beating up all the stuff. Oh, he did really, didn't he?
Yeah, he smashed the crap out of them.
He smashed up all the lockers. I'm looking at it now. He did, in fact, do that. And they're saying that they're looking at... he also destroyed a T-Mobile sign.
Oh.
So that was... recently, and this was, he just did this, so they're thinking about banning him from Oakmont.
We found out that Windham has a temper, doesn't he? Yes, he does. Why would you do that? Why would you walk in there? Something as prestigious as the U.S. Open. And why do people do that? I've seen people break golf clubs on the golf course. I don't understand people like that. Slam down a club and break it or beat up a locker. What's that locker done to you?
I mean, all I did was throw a potato at my husband's head and try to kill him.
Throwing something at a spouse is a whole different ball. Okay.
I really wanted him dead that day. I was like, to the temple, you can do it.
You know, there's nothing worse than playing a sport with somebody that's a bad sport.
I can't stand it.
I cannot stand it. When you take it that seriously.
You know who's that guy?
Who?
That's hot-headed and a jerk on the field?
Who?
Carson.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a jerk on the field.
Yep, on the ice.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, sometimes you can't even help it. I mean, I get what probably happened to Windham. He saw red. When that happens, who knows what's going to... I mean, I would kick trash cans. I would take it out.
Does you it would. Make you a better player?
No.
But sometimes you just got to hit something.
Does it make you a worse human? Yeah.
Yes. No. Sorry, do that part again.
No.
Does it make you a worse human being?
Yes. No.
Would you rather me hit someone else or hit a trash can?
How about control yourself?
Day. Yeah. How about losing grace?
How about getting under control?
How about the word grace?
Yeah.
And class.
Yes.
Does anybody ever say Carson's a class act? No.
And how about just thinking that it's only a game?
Yeah.
Can't we just enjoy it?
Exactly.
No.
That's a shame right there.
You just don't get it.
It's just a shame, shame, shame.
You know, some people that you know, kind of snap. Like you would, Carson. Some people have a stem. But this guy, he was seeing red all the way to the locker room.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of crazy in itself. Did you go in and beat up lockers?
Right. I mean.
Okay, so you throw a club. All right, that's the heat of the moment. But to hold on to it till you get to the locker room?
And he smashed them open.
You're a pro.
I mean, like, you're better than that.
I guess he's not, Jamie.
I guess he's not.
I got this. I want to play this. Hold on. Just listen.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
That's like a hockey player from a long time ago.
No, that's perfect. That is perfect, right?
Good job. That is Carson made over.
Madill, I have some great news for you. You and Mark Zuckerberg have a lot in common.
What do I have in common with him?
Hair transplants.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Makes me feel a little better.
They're showing pictures, poor Mark Zuckerberg. They're showing pictures from 2022 where he's like losing all his hair. And they're showing pictures now of him and he has a full head of hair.
I got a better comparison for you, Spadil.
Okay.
You know who else you've got the same thing in common with?
Who?
Brad Pitt.
Why Brad Pitt?
He's losing his hair, they say.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Yeah.
See?
Can you imagine you're in the league with Brad Pitt, dude?
It's a problem for a lot of dudes, man. You know?
It is a problem.
That DHT stuff attacks your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't exactly the angle I had there. The angle was that you're in the same category with a black kid. Honky, you know.
Did you ever think that was a possibility?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
And then he had to do the chemical compound.
Yeah,
he had to compound.
Do that. Yeah. That's not exactly where I was headed there. But,
you know,
hey, whatever.
Stuff, yeah. And then finally... speaking of Schmidel, oh my God, he has something else in common.
What?
The psychedelic drug conference is in town.
Oh, yeah, for the mushroom thing.
Yeah, the psychedelic mushroom conference.
Yeah.
And it's such a funny get-up of people. I was looking at the crowd, right, of the different people that attend. It's like, literally, like, some people are like, whoa, feel the earth, and they have like a daisy like headband on, and like they're in floral dresses, like whoa,
they want to be grounded.
Yeah, but then there's also PhDs, like scientific people that are talking to the people with a flowered hat on.
Broad, it's very spectrum.
Yep, it really is.
Wow.
Yep, all right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
What exactly do they do at the convention? They just all get crazy?
No, they talk about the science. And,
How it can help in therapy and stuff like that.
No kidding. Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you going?
I'll be in Cincinnati.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Summer vacation.
Yeah.
Right.
Cincinnati, you're safe.
Yeah, that's his summer vacation. He's going to the beach on the Ohio River. Schmidl. He gets all the best destinations when it comes to summer. Right. Cincinnati, here I call.
DJ and Jamie. You are so dumb.
Well, I want to do a public service
announcement.
There's a crook out there. People that are roaming neighborhoods. And what
as
made
cows?
Me, what made me? Well, no, I have to play that if I talk about Longmont Dairy.
Okay. It's required by law.
It's required by contract here at the radio station that I play the sound effect if I'm talking about Longmont Dairy.
Have you ever heard the term beat a horse?
Yeah.
That's a cow. That is not a horse. You don't know your animals? You're a farm girl. You should know this. Okay. All right? All listen. Right. We got a letter yesterday from Longmont Dairy. I heard the commercial a few minutes ago that I do.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of this letter we got. Get this, Jamie. Get this. Longmont Dairy Farm customer. That's addressed to us. Okay. Please be aware that there's an individual in your area that's posing as a Longmont Dairy Farm employee. Ooh. Approaching homes, either on foot or by Segway.
What does he have, like just a bunch of milk in a backpack?
I don't know.
On the Segway.
No, that's a good question, Jamie. Guys, it's no, you don't laugh at crime. This is a scam.
Crazy.
All right. Let's see, where was I? Foot or Segway. Knocking and asking to collect money for milk. And he's the milk guy. He uses that term. I'm the milk guy. I'm here to collect money for Longmont Dairy. That's what he does.
What a great scam.
This is not a person associated with Longmont Dairy Farm. In fact, we find this utterly disgusting.
BJ, if they didn't say that, BJ.
Seriously.
BJ, do not make this company cheese ball.
You got to play that there, too.
They really like you.
Okay, they didn't say utterly disgusting. I threw that in there because it really... It fits.
All right, so let me get
That's funny. You got to admit. Come on.
So they should have put that in their letter. So the guy is going, and he's on a Segway. Those are like a grand, right? So he's going door to door and saying, I need to collect for Longmont Dairy. That's
In my neighborhood.
Scammers are insane, aren't they?
Boy, they're good.
They are.
I would have never come up with the milkman guy on a Segway.
Right?
That is pretty damn
that
good.
That is good, right?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So we're on the lookout in my neighborhood.
For what? A cow?
On a Segway? Carrying milk?
Why the cow sound effect?
Well, listen, I mean, he could be anywhere. I mean, obviously, they pointed this at our neighborhood. So somebody's doing this in our neighborhood.
Right.
I don't know if he's in a cow costume or what, but he's out there. I'm on the lookout for him, that's for sure. So, all right, that's good.
Oh,
right.
My God.
But you gotta admit, they should have put that utterly thing inside the email.
You know what's weird?
That would have been funny.
Speaking of scams, yesterday, three in a row, I got DMV texts. Three in a row.
No
don't they
kidding.
Know that we know that they're not real anymore?
No, I don't think they do.
I mean, it's like, come on, it's three in a row.
You gotta figure, if they throw 50 out there, one person bites.
That's
all they care, right?
Yeah, but the DMV is not texting you for money.
They need one Yahoo to say, oh my God, I owe them.
I know.
And go pay it, you know? And that's all they need?
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
EJ and Jamie.
All right, let's go over the weather real quick here. Okay, it's going to be stormy.
It's a pinpoint weather alert day, BJ Harris.
That's right, that's right. That's serious stuff right there. It's going to start around, what, noon, 1 o'clock, something like that this afternoon?
It's your forecast.
Let's say 2. No, let's go with 1. What the hell? All right, 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
Got storms in the area. Could be some hail. They're even saying tornado warnings.
Yep.
Could be happening later this afternoon. But all this is going to clear out of here before night.
You know what they
say, BJ? Yeah, what?
Keep your eye to the sky.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Scary sky right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
Really is.
All right, have a good day today. Enjoy your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.